Okay, welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today has been David Linden.
Good morning.
We've had an interesting conversation from cooking and from technology.
Yes.
But as we always say, the highlight of my week, the highlight of Town of North Hempstead's week
is
the Christina Liu Show.
Right.
And Christina was with us. So what's going on around town? Oh,
oh my God,
we're having a push.
There we go. That's what I'm telling you. We're upping the ante, guys. Who knows what 2016 is going to happen? Wow, today was a really great show. I think we're very prepared for holidays, whether it's shopping online or cooking for Thanksgiving. So I feel very good now because I know I happen to do a lot of shopping online, so I got some tips now, which is
parking is always easy.
Yeah. But I thought those are definitely great because it's there's so many things. I mean, I know for myself, you know, you really got to be careful when you're online and you just don't know, and it's easy to think things. You know, even myself, I'm always like trying to double check and make sure it's a legitimate kind of situation. But she's always great, Abby. I actually emailed her the other day, Abby Stokes, and I told her I bought her book for my dad for his birthday.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, because my dad is not tech savvy.
Okay.
So he's gradually been trying to, he got himself a laptop, so I bought that book because it's a wonderful book. It actually covers, you know, whether it's smartphones or, so she covers all her bases in that book, smartphones, computers, tablets, so it's definitely something to check out. But, you know, also I just want to, we always try to bring up some scam stuff on this. And the Cellini Lodge 2206 sent over one. And I just want to really alert everyone of this. There's been a bunch in the area. So I just really, this one was just, blew my mind. So it was a, they got a call from someone saying they're the express couriers. And that they have a package to be delivered. And they wanted to know when the person was going to be home. And she said, oh, she'll be home in an hour or so. A uniformed man, he was in a uniform, came that hour with a package.
Okay.
A bottle of wine and flowers. Very nice. She did. She asked who it was from, and he said, oh, he doesn't know. He's just like the delivery man. But, you know, in order to get this, because there was a bottle of wine, there was an alcohol charge, they had to pay a $3.50 fee because there's alcohol. And they said, okay, you know, she was going to give cash. She said, no, 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 we need to do it by credit card because we need to have this all done. So her husband comes out. He has a, and then this delivery man had a portable, you know, swiper.
Yeah. Swiper.
Yeah. So she swiped it. And then it was a couple, I guess it was later that day or a couple of days later, $4,000 had been charged and withdrawn from her debit card. And it's very easy, and that's what they do is they create this dummy card now. So they got that from that. And it's, you know, they called the police, and the police said that this has been something that has been, you know, going on in the area. And it's just, you know, it was like that I said, you know, it's such an elaborate thing. Because hear all these scams. I mean, the fact that they went out, they bought this bottle of wine, they bought flowers, and put it in a basket, and then brought it to you, you know. Well,
This is one of the reasons that a lot of the companies are switching to chip cards.
Yes.
Because you can't read it.
That's what I know there's chip cards going around. I don't know what they
are. Yeah, I know American Express put that in. I'm not sure what other cards. I just know that American Express, I've seen that you have to put it. You had to put it in a slot and stuff. But, you know, I thought it was really great that the Cellini Lodge had emailed this over to us just to kind of get the word out to everyone.
Well, you know what it is, which we were at something, an advisory meeting in Shelter Rock Library, excuse me. And one of the people there said, oh, how stupid. That doesn't happen to smart people.
Yeah.
It's not the case. I mean, here's a perfect example.
Absolutely.
You got a bottle of wine and flour. You'd say, oh, my God, who sent the gift?
Yeah,
and especially if you got it around an occasion. Yeah. I mean, every day is Christina's birthday, so she would accept a bottle of wine any day.
I get flowers and wine all the time.
and that's how they get you. It's, you know, it has nothing to do with intelligence.
Of course.
These people prey on anybody.
And I think, you know, and that's what's you know, wonderful. I know last year there was a lot of scams that we were trying to bring to people's attention as well. And that's what's wonderful about, you know, being in this kind of venue where we can get the word out. Because like I said, it's so hard to keep track of all these different things.
Oh.
It's impossible to know every scam at every moment.
And they keep popping up.
Exactly. And it's, you know, is the season. You know, it's a wonderful holiday season, you know, but with that comes a lot of people trying to, you know, scam you and get you confused.
You've got a lot of creative bad guys out there.
Yeah, and that's not, again, this, because when I was reading through this,
that one was
it was so elaborate. Absolutely.
Wow.
Because, you know, and it doesn't seem so far-fetched. Okay, that there's like a little delivery charge thing. Oh, like $3.50. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, you never know with alcohol.
And you have a guy in a uniform. If it was some kid walked up to the door, it's like, I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah.
You know?
So it's just really important. And we always urge everyone, you know, I know our advisory committees are a great place also for people to bring up these different scams that might be going on out there. So it's just be wary, you know, don't be terrified.
Right.
We don't want to scare people, but we also just want you to, you know, question things and, you know, and just be aware of certain stuff as well. Yeah. If you have any scams, you could always just call 311 and we'll definitely get the word out there.
And actually what Christina just did is the most important thing. If you hear it, share it with somebody. When that story gets around, then all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute, you're not getting that from me. Don't hold it in. Let people know what happened. You know?
Yeah.
No, absolutely. So I just want everyone to know about that. And then within the town, it's, you know, certainly been quite the busy time. And I just really want, we always talk about the STOP program as well, and that just occurred, the last one of 2015 just occurred last week. And we just want to tell everyone that electronic waste you have to bring to these STOP program events because they're not, you can't leave it on the curb anymore. And they're actually, the town's going to be enacting a little sticker that they will put on it and tell you like where to bring it and so forth because they just can't, you know, take the electronic waste anymore.
Yeah, I think the greatest thing about the STOP program is the shredding.
I know, I always think about David and that shredding truck.
Wait, you're going back just 1 second. Yeah. So you can't throw your computer away?
Not in front of your house. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You take it to the Solid Waste Management.
Right, okay.
Yes, that's
on Sundays.
They'll have it. You can call 311 they'll hook you right up to that. So they just want to. And then the town, in addition, is going to be selling these biodegradable paper leaf bags for all residents. And it's going to be sold for $2 for a bundle of 5 bags. And that's intended just for yard waste, grass and leaves. So the town's going to be doing that. It holds up to 30 gallons of waste. And they're just going to be, that's a lot. So that's what I'm saying. You know, it's not a crazy amount. And, you know, it's a very eco-friendly town. So they're trying to do these different things. So you can call 311 if you have any more questions about that. Then they also were celebrating this week the town's animal shelter, which has been around since 1999, has raised $500,000 since inception, which is a nonprofit part of the town.
Is that the North Shore Animal Shelter?
No, it's not the North Shore Animal League. It's different. Yeah, it's the town North Hempstead Animal Shelter in Port Washington. So that was just a celebrated little thing that went on at the town board. And we also want to urge everyone also to please check out our numerous support groups that we have going on. The Blankets of Love group, if you're a quilter or if you're interested in learning how to do it or crocheting, it's a great, great group. The facilitator, who's one of our caseworkers, actually learned how to do it just from facilitating the group. So she has a new skill set as well.
Okay.
But it's called Blankets of Love, and what's a wonderful thing about it is that every quilt that they make, they donate to different causes, which is great. So you just do something creative, and it goes to something of value. So it's called Blankets of Love, and it meets Tuesdays at Clinton G. Martin Park in New Hyde Park. So we have one coming up in November 24th, but it's every Tuesday. So
there is one that a woman in East Williston is run. One of the trustees. It's Conquer Cancer. They make they make pillowcases for sick children in hospitals. And it seems it's very easy to do. They have a pattern and you cut it and put it together and it's become very popular. They do it a lot over at near Yes We Can, the housing, low income housing unit there.
Magnolia.
Yes.
Magnolia Gardens.
Okay.
They do it there.
It's wonderful.
Nice.
And I think it's just great, you know, because it's, you know, all these things, it's, you're doing something creative and it's nice.
And you're doing something for somebody.
For a good cause. Yes. So it's got a multi-beneficial cause going on. We also have the Project Independent Social Discussion Group, and that meets at Parkville Branch of the Great Neck Library, and that's on Fridays. So that is also, and that's at 11:30 a.m. And we have our Romeos, obviously, which is our star-studded group of North Hempstead. And David could tell us a little bit about the Romeos.
Okay. The Romeo is an acronym for Retired Old Men Eating Apple. We've changed it because Joan, my wife, said, no, not old, older.
That's right. She didn't want to be married too old.
Yeah. It's Retired Older Men Eating Out. We meet the first and third Mondays of the month. Now, Romeos are national, but they're not connected with each other. It's just a bunch of guys.
Right, the concept and the name.
It's
of
a con-
it, right?
Yes, exactly. And anything goes. We brown bag it because you can't find, eat out. It's difficult. Although there was a group in Brooklyn. It's called the Romy Owls.
Oh.
Retired Older Men Eating Out Wednesdays.
I like that.
It's about six guys who do it. But our Romeo group, as I said, we brown bag it. And discussion topics, anything goes. The only rule, if you will, you may think the idea is stupid, but you don't tell the person who said it
right,
that
absolutely.
He's stupid.
But, right, okay. That makes
yeah,
sense.
But it's,
even though everybody knows.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. He could wear a sign on his head that says stupid. we meet at about noon, 12:15, and go for a couple, as long as 3 o'clock.
Nice.
Anything.
How did this come about?
Well, okay. Couple of years, it must be pushing 3 years ago now.
Longer. Because I was an intern.
Okay.
And I was an intern in 2009, 2010.
And you were over in Creighton.
That's fine.
Yeah,
at the Social Center. I had read an article in Newsday about Romeos. So I was over there and I said to Christina, hey, here's this article and I've heard about it. Do you think it would go? And she said, you know, I know a couple of men who I think would be interested in this.
Yeah, and it was like 3 or 4 men
yes.
in the beginning.
Yeah. I think Jerry Perichman, me, I forget who else, it went up from there. We have about 25 to 30 names of people who have at least once, but our core group is about 12 to 15.
No, and it's really, it's a great pro, and I just love the growth of the Romeos. Like I said, you know, it grew, you know, so, and now, you know, at first they were once a month, now they're twice a month, they do little side things as well.
I even helped develop one in the Westbury Senior Center.
Well, that's my favorite part.
Yeah, Maureen yes. Droge, who was on Project Independence in You, and we mentioned it, she called me and said, I'd like to put together a group like that.
Yeah.
Would you come talk?
Well,
us.
That's said, what's great about the Romeos yeah, is that they serve time. As ambassadors for it. Because, you know, there's a lot of times that I'll get a call from a social worker saying, oh, they have a constituent who, you know, might be interested, but they don't know. And, you know, the Romeos, I said, one of the Romeos will call them, you
right,
know,
okay.
and sell the idea. And, you know, it's a really...
I've done that a couple of times.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And it's great. It's great. It's socialization.
Mm-hmm.
It's using your mind. It's getting out of the house. It's socialization.
Yeah.
That's the important thing.
Right.
It's interacting. You know these people, and it's fun.
Yeah, and
it's
plus, you know, the Romeos also impressive. Get great speakers to come to their meetings as well.
That's right. We have invited speakers from the town. I think we had Charlie Berman once. The man who's in charge of public safety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had Matt Tamaris came.
Yeah, yeah we've had some, somebody knew a federal official was in the Treasury Department. No, wrong. He came
okay.
and talked. Yeah.
Yeah, they cover all their bases. I love when I get, you know, the phone call. I'm like, I'm going to have them start booking guests on the show. but yeah, it's really great. If anyone's interested, they meet, you know, the first and third Monday of every month, and that's at the Atria and Cutter Mill
Road. On the third floor.
And the brown bag's a nice idea because
yeah.
if you don't want to eat something, that's fine.
Right.
There's no money involved,
right,
so
exactly.
therefore,
right.
you know, you go
yeah.
and you just
and
enjoy
I believe
the
they get some coffee at the Atria,
yeah,
too.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Coffee.
There you go.
Coffee, regular coffee, decaf, and hot water for tea.
There you go.
And on Father's Day, they gave us lunch.
That's
nice.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Romeos know how to work it. They're very yeah. lovable group.
Yeah. Yay.
So I definitely, if you're interested, call 311 for that and check that out. And I want to encourage everyone to attend. It's going to be the second one. It's called World in Motion, and it's one of our volunteers. Her name's Professor Martha Cohen, and she does a discussion group, and it's once a month, and it's just on different current world issues. And I know that the first one was last month, and it was extremely well attended, and it went beyond the time. So if anyone's interested in that, that's November 24th at Clinton G. Martin Park at 2:15 p.m. to 3:15 p.m. So just call 311 for that.
Yeah, by the way, just one other thing. The Romeos has the advantage over all these other social groups. We're open-ended.
That's right.
It lasts as long as we want it to. There's
oh,
no
okay.
fixed time.
They marathon through those Romeos. There's no kicking the Romeos out.
Yeah. I wanted to sell one for women called the Rodeos.
Yeah.
The Rodeos?
Retired old dames yeah. eating out.
I know, and the Romeos like to say that they, you know, the Juliets did not work quite as well as the Romeos. So
well, they thought, took over. They didn't realize that Romeo was an acronym.
Yeah.
So they were knocking.
They thought they were going to marry a Romeo. They weren't sure what was happening. Yeah.
They were knocking themselves out trying to come up with something to fit. Enjoy. When we're off the air, I'll tell you one of my other suits.
Uh-oh. He doesn't want to go there. But also, what's a very exciting little new thing the town's doing is the Yes We Can Community Band. And that's at the Yes We Can Community Center. And they're looking for, you know, youth and adults, welcome ages 12 and older. Percussion, woodwind, and brass-only instruments. You know, you have to have your own instrument, but you can come, which I think is an exciting little thing. So I'm curious to see what they're going to be doing. And that's every Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Yes We Can Community Center in Westbury. So.
How about comb and tissue paper?
You could try. You could see if you can get in the
band. It makes music.
There you go. You can try, David. So call 311.
That's Romeo Yuma.
Yeah.
Actually, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back with the Christina Liu Show.